Welcome to On Texas Football. We have a special guest today, Silas Bolden, Longhorn signee from Oregon State, alongside our CJ Vogel here. Silas, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank y'all for having me back on.
Glad you could be on. We understand that you were down in Austin a couple weeks ago for Texas Relays. Got a chance to watch a little practice. What was it like seeing the Longhorns?
Man, it just got me anxious. I can't wait to get out there. The guys is moving fast. I got to see how all the operations work from special teams, all the meetings. So I was just happy. I was just happy to be out there.
So you were in special teams meetings as well and stuff like that?
Special teams, receiver meetings, just all the stuff that I need to see. I didn't get to see on my visit since they weren't there. They just got back from the playoffs. So, yeah, it was nice to see all my future teammates.
Are they talking to you about possibly returning punts or kicks or what?
Yeah, that's the plan. Return punts or kicks, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just trying to contribute the best I can.
Gotcha.
You mentioned going fast. I mean, we just talked off camera a little bit. 10.61 in high school in the 100-meter dash. We've known Texas likes to add that speed. But aside from that, what kind of athlete, what kind of player, what kind of wide receiver are you that will be joining the Texas offense this upcoming fall?
Yeah, I feel like if you turn on the tape from this year, you can see I'm willing to do anything, willing to block, willing to make plays, willing to get in the backfield. I'm just a willing person to try to contribute the best I can to the team, and that's what I'm trying to do when I get up to Texas.
Silas, we talk about this and look at your stats from last year. Really impressive stuff that you put together in 2023. It was kind of your breakout year a little bit. You didn't play much as a freshman. Second year, you kind of got a taste of it, and then last year you kind of broke out. You know, have they talked to you as Coach Sarkisian talked to you about what position he wants to try for you to play at? Is it going to be inside, outside, a mix of all of them? What's he looking at?
Most likely a mix of all of them. They just want me to learn all the concepts so they can just plug me in wherever they see me fit.
Gotcha. So inside, outside, et cetera. I got to ask you another question, Silas.
Sir.
You've played for a good college coach. Jonathan Smith got the Michigan State job after his work at Oregon State. Uh-huh. Congratulations to him. You go down and see Texas work out in person. Mm-hmm. What are some of the main differences maybe you saw between the practices of the two programs, or were they very similar?
It was a little different from, like, all the operations standpoint. Like, they practiced a little faster than we did at Oregon State. Their walkthroughs is a little different from ours. But other than that, it's pretty similar concepts and stuff, you know, with the pro-style offense. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to Texas, man. I'm so excited to get up there.
What did you know about Texas ahead of time? You know, you entered the portal. I'm sure your phone was buzzing like crazy. But, I mean, Texas coming off of a pretty solid year, one that hadn't necessarily been the case down here for a while. They have some momentum. What did you know about the program in the city prior to getting down here and committing?
Well, honestly, when I got in the portal, I didn't even know Texas was going to look at me. I just got in, hope I would get some, you know, some nice options. And I seen Texas was one of the options, so I was like, why not? And prior to that, I went to Texas for Texas Relays in high school. So I got to see how big the stadium was. And I was like, dang, I hope one day I can play in this stadium. And luckily that opportunity came around full circle. And I'm going to be playing it this fall.
I look at this, Silas, and you literally have done some great things at Oregon State. The thing that tracks with Steve Sarkisian is he likes guys that score touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it doesn't matter who, what, how, or whatever, but you find a way to get in the end zone.
Yeah.
You've scored as a runner, as a receiver, and as a punt returner.
Yes, sir.
Is that kind of your thing, is try to make big plays? I mean, not always, obviously, but
I'm always trying to make a big play. I'm trying to make something out of nothing, you know. I've been like that since I was younger. I've been doing punt returns, kick returns since I was like 10. So all of it just comes natural. And last year I got to finally put on display. Got to finally punt return since high school, you know, scored a touchdown. And then from the running back standpoint, running back was my first position. So, yeah, it felt good to be back in the backfield again. And then from receiver standpoint, that's just God-given ability, man. It's just what I was meant to do.
54 catches. Let me read this out to folks. 54 catches last year, 746 yards, 13.8 yards a catch. Had five TDs there. Then you had nine carries in the backfield for 40 for two touchdowns. So that's seven touchdowns. And I think you scored another touchdown on a punt return. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate. Yeah, I'm trying to do it all, man. Just trying to put my talents on display so it give me the best shot of getting drafted next year. And I feel like Texas football got the best chance of doing that, especially with getting 11 people drafted. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's already written. I just got to do it, put the work in.
What did you think of the quarterbacks in Austin when you were down there?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Y'all go see some fireworks. Yeah, I went out there. I got to see Quinn and Arch throw, and I was blown away. They both look good to me, and I can't wait for them to see me run routes and show them what I can do.
I wanted to go back a little bit. I mean, you mentioned running back was your first position, but I mean, 54 receptions in a single college season. I mean, that's a good amount of number. I mean, but you also watch the tape, and I think you play a little bit bigger than what you're listed at, of course. Yes, sir. You got a great catch radius. You can go down the field, make big plays. How did you know that wide receiver was going to be a bit of a seamless transition for you? Was that just something that you've always had, was good hands?
Yeah, I guess my brother used to just throw the high school balls at me because he was older than me. My brother's 6 years older than me. So we would just go outside, and then he would just throw the ball as hard as he could. He's like, you got to catch it. So I just started catching it. And then the reason I play running back is because, like, when I was younger, they didn't really, like, throw the ball. So I play running back all the way up until I was, like, I'm going to say, like, 8 or 9. And then I finally switched to receiver. And it was like a seamless transition. You know, I'm not throwing the ball too much, a little jet sweeps. And then, yeah, it just all came natural, man. I just seen my brother do it, so I'm like, why not? I can do it too.
I got to ask a question, Silas. This is an interesting one for most folks. We're in the midst of the portal recruiting stage right now. You've already got your stuff done. Mm-hmm. Explain to people how that works for student athletes.
Just like
take them through the process of what you went through, your thought process. And then actually putting your name in and then being contacted, et cetera. How did that work for you?
Okay, so for me, after my coach left, you know, that kind of gave me, like, second thoughts. Like, you know, like, they hired a great person up there, Coach Bray. Like, I trust what Oregon State's going to do, but I just feel like it was, like, time for me to, like, put my name on the bigger stage in a sense. And so me and my family had conversations. It was like, I think this would be best for you. So I put my name in the portal, talked to my coaches. Like, I mean, it's not like it was no bad blood. Like, it's always love with Oregon State. I'm finna graduate from there. So I feel like my portal process, some people have, like, unfortunate portal processes where they have follow-ups with the coach, you know, but I could say my process was good for me because I was getting recruited by schools. I wish I was getting recruited by high school, you know? So, the portal is, like, I feel like it's a great opportunity for those trying to go out and seek a bigger opportunity. You just got to make sure, you know, like, you have something somewhere to go. And from my standpoint, some people get in there and, you know, they just hope for the best. And sometimes it works.
So how did Texas reach out to you? They simply DM you via Twitter or what?
It was honestly I was in the portal, right? I'm getting all these offers. I'm like, I told my dad, like, Dad, like, I think I want to go to Texas because I just seen him play in the play. I'm like, I think I want to go to Texas. He's like, really? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I guess he has some connection over there with somebody. I don't know. So I forgot how it went down, but they followed me, and then I got in contact with the coaches, got on the phone with that day, and they was like, yeah, we're going to offer you. I'm like, dang, I was just blown away. And then Coach Jack said FaceTime me, and then I went on a visit that week. And then after that, it was you know, it was done deal.
Good stuff.
To me, it sounds like you just wanted to continue wearing orange. You know, it was that easy, right?
I guess so. I guess orange is my color. Orange is my color.
I saw on your highlights, there's a YouTube clip that your nickname was, what was it, the Beaver Joystick? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they gave that to me. I didn't even know about it, so I seen that highlight, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I got a little joystick. I get busy when I get the ball in my hands.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to task some of our Texas fans and on-Texas football followers to come up with a new nickname for you there.
Okay.
So we can, you know, come up with something very clever in the same sense. How about that?
Yes, sir. That sounds good to me.
Hey, one last question we had for you. Silas Bolden, UT commit from our signee from Oregon State by way of Rancho Cucamonga, California. He is going to join the Longhorns. And I want to ask you this, Silas. You said you're getting ready to graduate from Oregon State. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's a great that piece of paper will carry you the rest of your life and follow you. And that's good stuff. When are you set to arrive in Austin, and when do you get going? And I know you have some grad school classes, et cetera, that you got to get started on. When does that all start with?
Yeah, so I'm going to get out there in like the second or third week of May, you know, so I can get adjusted to Texas or whatever. And then I believe workout starts the third. So the third, I'm going to be out there with the team.
Third of June?
Yeah, third of June.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, dude, congratulations on – seriously, I think that everybody that watches this knows what those things can mean. And congratulations to you for CJ and I. We both look forward to seeing you out there sporting the burnt orange, as well as getting down here, starting practice, et cetera. All right, CJ, for CJ Vogel and Silas Bolden, I'm Bobby Burton. Been a special edition of On Texas Football with Silas Bolden. Hook 'em, Silas.
Hook 'em, hook 'em, hook 'em.